Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Unacceptable. Joy!
Here's your month's pay.
Wow! And a half-stick Yaxmas bonus! Bless you, sir. Happy Yaxmas. And may all your cobs be lumpy ones.
All right, folks, it's day 7 here on the 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas, first annual 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I am, of course, Steve, Joe, and Mike. Returning from the year without a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is coming to town, is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Hopefully your holiday season is going well. You got a new job at this point and everything else. And yeah, so today, ladies and gentlemen, it's happened. I never thought it would happen, but it's happened, and I just cannot believe it. And as I've already told this story, and as I will tell this story through the rest of these 25 days about back in 2011 or 2012, and I went online and went on Wikipedia and found every United States-based cartoon series that had a Christmas episode, a Christmas special, whatever the hell it was. And I came up with 50 podcasts between this year and next year. And one of them was a show that I have stated from the GCRN's inception in 2009 that I would never cover on Tooncast Classic or Tooncast Beyond, and that is Ren and Stimpy.
And I've done it.
Yeah. Well, that was because 2010, 2011, somewhere around there, I actually tried to watch the show because I didn't grow up with Ren and Stimpy. I knew of Ren and Stimpy. I knew of the characters. I knew Billy West plays Ren and all that, but I did not know like what the show really was or anything like that, or why people, you know, loved it so much. And I tried watching episodes or a few cartoons on YouTube, and quite literally, folks, I'm not kidding here when I say this. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. At that time, I was 30 or 30, it was either 2010 or 2011, so I was 30 or 31 years old. I nearly puked after about a minute and a half of watching one of those things, because This show is by far the one of the most disgusting cartoons I have ever seen in my entire life. I'm glad I never had any affinity to see this when it was airing. This is just... And John Kay, for all his infinite wisdom, craps on Tiny Toon Adventures for being Looney Tunes copycats, which they're not. A little bit, but not direct copycats. I don't know. But anyway, we're here. Scooter for Yaxmas. It's the holiday episode for Ren and Stimpy. This one was from season 5. I don't know if they had other Christmas episodes. Someone said something about the son of Stimpy or something or other. I don't know if that's true or not. I honestly don't really give a crap. This is probably the only episode in 2016 or 2017 that I will be a real Scrooge about this cartoon, because this cartoon just... Number one, I just didn't get it. Number two, it's bad. Had you seen this before? I mean, I know that you wanted to be on this because you, at some point, I guess, enjoyed or liked a part of Ren and Stimpy or whatever else, but...
When I was a kid,
uh-huh.
I used to watch it with my late cousin and my uncle, and we used to play Sega Genesis Ren and Stimpy games.
Okay.
Which was actually halfway decent. Like, the game was better than the show. But my uncle could do a spot-on Ren impression.
You idiot!
Well, he used to go, "Nice green button! I would love to eat its creamy center." Like when they had the Space Madness episode.
Yeah.
So, he could do it spot on. And he'd be like, "Stimpy, you idiot!"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stuff like that. I can't do that voice. I don't really care to. But, yeah. But I mean, I used to enjoy the show a lot. And then, you know, like Buttered Toast Man and, you know, all the various characters that show up. Yaxmas wasn't particularly one of my favorite episodes, but I appreciated the show for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I more so liked some of the randomnesses of, like, you know, Buttered Toast Man or Don't Pee on the Electric Fence or, you know, aspects of the show, but not necessarily the entire show.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like if you watch Dexter. Some people like Dexter and Dee Dee, and some people don't. Some people prefer Major Glory and the Justice Friends, or some people prefer Dial M for Monkey or something. And it's part of that Cartoon Network generation of where they would have various main shows that would have side characters or you know what I mean? Same thing. So for me, I have never seen the interest or never seen the love that is the fandom of Ren and Stimpy. That's fine. They can like it all they want. I don't. And watching this, I just found myself just dumbfounded. I'm beyond the point. I'm 36, almost 37 years old. I'm beyond the point of throwing up from a cartoon for the most part at this point. Now, 5 or 6 years ago, not really, but... Now, I mean, I did try to go into this with an open mind. I really did. I'm like, okay, I know it's Ren and Stimpy. I know it's probably going to have that zoom in, eyeball bug out animation, because that's the animation that John Kay used. And that's fine. That's his style. You know, I can't fault the man for that. But at the end of this, I just, like, cocked my head to the left and I'm like... What the frig did I just watch? Because I would rather eat a ton of figgy pudding or bad fruitcake than ever watch this again. I just told my fiance Jen that I would rather watch every single horror film that was ever made before I ever watched Ren and Stimpy ever again. And as everyone knows, I'm not a horror fan at all. You know, I grew up watching horror movies. My mom had me watch them all the time as a kid. Now I'm just not, it's just not my thing. So so the plot here, folks, just to kind of break it down for you.
Break it down.
Please. MC Hammer, take your hammer pants and go somewhere else.
Hammer time.
Basically, Stimpy is getting... paid in fudge popsticks for his job. I don't even know what the hell his job is, but whatever.
I like when he gets mad and he's talking about the fudge.
Yeah. What the fudge? Basically, he goes home and he starts decorating the house for Yaxman, or Yaxmas. The Wikipedia article I'm looking at, the Ren and Stimpy Wikipedia article, it says Yaxman, which for some odd, I would think if someone's a Yaxman, they would be throwing up everywhere. But basically, Stimpy is the character that believes in Stinky Wizzleteats. And Ren basically tells him, no, that doesn't exist, and blah, blah, blah. And Stimpy is all happy. You know, it's your standard one part of the duo believes, the other part of the duo doesn't. And Stimpy gets Ren this giant queen because Ren basically sent him a note that said, buy me a queen or die. Yeah. You know, so there's that. And Ren only gives Stimpy a box of fudge popsticks.
And then he just loses his gourd.
Yeah, he just loses his gourd. He's like,
what the fudge?
Yep. Which I remember several times using that as a kid. That was before this. This is like 86, 87, because, you know, as a kid in my household, whether it was, it's mostly the mom side of my family. Some of them did curse, not all the time, but a lot. I would hear damn and shit and every now and then the occasional F-bomb. By the time I was 12, I heard my mom used to use this all the time. And, Tooncast Beyond and Tooncast brand here on GCRM will always be explicit. So just so you're warned, folks, my mom always used to use this when she was really mad at me. Jesus H fucking Christ. So, but yeah, what the fudge? So she, Stimpy gets fudge sticks and he gets really, really mad because he told Ren that he wanted this giant Red Ryder BB gun scooter thing. It's not really a giant Red Ryder BB gun, folks. That's a bad Christmas story joke. And after the fact, Stimpy goes to back to the store where the thing is, and he just kind of slams his head into the window or his fist into the window. The window breaks. He didn't do it on purpose. He did it by accident. The window breaks, and the scooter magically falls out of the store into his arms. And he loves it and whatever else, and some lady sees him. And then the cops see him, so then he's being chased, and then he has to go to the West Pole Motel.
Oh my. Which is funny.
I thought he actually went to, like, out, you know, California was its own island or something. Like, seriously, an actual. I like
where he hit the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, I killed him. And then he gets up and he's like, hey. How's it going? And then he's riding on it.
Yeah.
So and yeah, it was pretty humorous seeing how that all played out. And then he's like, you were the one that stole the bike. And he's like, I'm gonna tell. Mm-hmm. And then you know, he runs off, and then Stimpy's just worried.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the destruction of the bike.
Yeah, then there's the destruction of the bike, and that's when they end up going to this. He ends up going to the West Pole Motel, and he finds that Stinky
Wizzleteeth had the present from
Ren.
From Ren, and he's like, and then he left the broken one there.
Yeah,
framing them for thief, which was awesome.
And the episode just kind of ends with Ren and Stimpy on the new one that was Stimpy's present from Ren. And
then Ren somehow has this, like, crazy statue of gold.
It's the giant queen that Stimpy got him. Remember? He said, yeah. Get me a giant fucking queen or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, buy me a queen or die. So Stimpy bought him this giant gold-encrusted, jewel-encrusted queen, and that's on the back of their scooter. So they're not going exactly as fast as it probably could, because the broken down scooter has Stinky Whistleteats and his little reindeer dude there basically zooming past them, and then the episode ends. Taking the grossness out of it and just looking at the message of the overall, not really, there really isn't a message here, folks, but just looking at the whole thing as like an alternate, Santa Claus and my parents didn't get me my present kind of thing. And as I said earlier, I made a Christmas Story joke where, you know, Stimpy didn't get the present he thought he was going to get, kind of the same thing as Ralphie from A Christmas Story. He wasn't sure he was getting the Red Ryder BB gun or not. And, you know, it's just one of those things where this episode's all right. But again, I just can't watch this animation.
It's one of those things that it's kind of like when I was a kid, you know, a lot of those shows, you know, like Beetlejuice and this and stuff like that. I just can't sit through it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just because I'm old.
Yeah.
My tastes for animation are more refined.
Yep.
So I can't do it. Which sucks, because like there's a lot of stuff I used to enjoy that I just can't stomach anymore. Either it puts me to sleep or I'm just like, But I think it's because I'm not exposed to it anymore, so it just kind of, I'm turned off to it, basically.
Yeah. So in some trivia here, this is the second Christmas episode of the season, or of the show, the first being Son of Stimpy, and we should probably have watched that instead of this, but I'm sorry, folks. I'm doing you guys a favor even bringing Ren and Stimpy onto this podcast, because this would never happen ever. So maybe if I feel better in a year from now, next Christmas, maybe we'll do Son of Stimpy next year. But I do already have next year kind of planned out, so we'll have to see what happens there. Billy West is the voice of both of the characters, right? Ren and Stimpy?
He was later on. To begin with, he was not.
Okay.
I'm not sure. What season was this at?
Season 5.
Yeah, he was both.
Yeah, he was both. I like Billy West as the characters. I think that's cool. But other than that, this is not one... like. That's one of the things that I have been asking, and one of the things I will ask after we talk about any of these cartoon series or these cartoon episodes, is this something you're going to add to your yearly Christmas cartoon watching traditions? Like, you know, we all have them. You know, we all have Charlie Brown, we all have Grinch, we all have Rudolph, Frosty, all that stuff. You know, you've got A Year Without a Santa Claus, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and everything else, and... some of these I could watch again that we're going to be doing. Others, not so much. And this kind of falls into that not so much kind of category for me.
Yeah, most of my stuff I'm not going to be able to watch again. Like, there's just too much. I don't know. A lot of our animation choices have changed over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them have changed for me in the last, like, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah.
Of what I won't watch anymore based on just content alone. So,
well, I mean, you're still going to show the kids like Rudolph and Frosty and I mean,
yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah.
Like a lot of the stuff we're changing based up on our, you know,
beliefs and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and that's fine. That's going to do it, folks, for today. As far as a rating for this episode, I'll give it a generous 3 out of 5, and 3 for me is kind of like middle ground. It's not horrible, but I didn't enjoy. I just kind of sat here with this and just kind of like, I just gave my monitor like a questioning look the whole time I was watching this. I think there was maybe one or two times I laughed, but overall it's a very middle ground kind of thing for me. What about you?
Yeah, it was kind of about the same for me. Like, I used to, like I said, there were things I enjoyed about it back in the day, but, you know, it's very much kind of a blah situation now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give it about 3.5 out of 5 just because of nostalgia purposes.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. Tomorrow on the 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas, we have the 2015 Christmas Action Block. With, I believe, Steve is going to be on there with me, and I know Mike the Birdman Dodd is going to be on there with me. We're going to talk about 3 different action cartoons. We're going to talk about Cobra Claws is Coming to Town from the G.I. Joe Sunbow series, The Real Ghostbusters Xmas Hits the Spot, and we're going to go back, folks. We're going to go back to 2011 or whenever it was we started doing that one show, and we're going to re-examine Transformers Animated Human Error Parts 1 and 2, because that was the Christmas episode of Season 2. So that's what's coming up tomorrow on 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. Where can the people find you online, sir?
On the Twitter sphere at SCP21.
Find me at TFG1 Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond for the show Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. And as always, go to the website, geekcastradio.com, to check out all of the content that we are unleashing the geek in you on. So, Merry Xmas, everybody. We'll catch you tomorrow when we talk about some Cobras, some Transformers, and some Ghostbusters.
We now return to the real Ghostbusters.
Sure, this is the right way home.
Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies, Winston.
Terrific. This is the last time we take a job in upstate New York.
Especially if our client has anything to say about it after what happened.
I still say it wasn't my fault. I told her to keep the cat out of my way. I mean, it's not like the fur won't grow back or anything.
Forget it, Ray. I guess we're all just a little bugged about having to work on Christmas Eve, right, Peter?
Doesn't bother me. Christmas is just another day.
Now this is weird. I don't remember seeing this fork in the road on our way up to you, Egon.
No, but given our general direction and the presumed location of the turnpike, I'd say go left.
You know, I could be mistaken, but this doesn't look like a turnpike. Shall we put it to a vote?
Not now, Peter, okay? Come on, girl. Just a little further. You can do it. Come on!
I knew I should have worn my long undies. What a way to spend Christmas Eve, eh, Peter?
Typical. Come on, let's see if we can find a phone somewhere.
What's with him? He always gets grumpy about this time of year. Christmas isn't Peter's favorite season. His father was always away at Christmas. That affects you after a while.
It's easier to shrug that off if you pretend you don't care about Christmas.
And you pretend it long enough, pretty soon you believe it.